From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Nearly a million. Nearly a million people crowded into New York's Times Square Thursday night to celebrate the arrival of the new year. Confetti flew and fireworks lit up the night sky in the biggest celebration in the U.S. In Germany, a terror alert is lifted after Munich's main train station, as well as a station in the western suburbs, were closed for about 4 hours in the face of a New Year's Eve suicide bomb threat. Despite the precautions, thousands of people celebrated in the streets of Munich without incident. Rwandan President Paul Kagame has announced his intention to run for a third term in office 1 week after the country voted in a referendum to change the constitution, allowing him to run again. The Rwandan leader's current term ends in 2017. The new changes allow Kagame to run for another 7-year term, followed by 2 5-year terms, potentially keeping him in office until 2034. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has used his New Year's Day speech Friday to reach out to South Korea, speaking positively of the high-level talks agreed to with Seoul this year. He said that North-South Korea relations and the unification issue should be solved with the very strength of the people, according to Korean ethnic nationalism ideology befitting the people's independent will and demand. Kim's annual speech is always watched closely for hints of possible policy changes. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News. The Wall Street Journal reported late Thursday that the White House is delaying plans to impose sanctions targeting Iran's ballistic missile program. The sanctions would be directed against 12 people and companies in Iran, Hong Kong, and the United Arab Emirates. The paper referenced an administration official as saying sanctions remain a possibility, but it is not clear when or if they will happen. The officials also said that imposing such financial penalties would not violate the agreement reached this past year to scale back Iran's nuclear program. Tehran disagrees, saying the new sanctions would void the nuclear deal. India's capital is starting the new year with an experiment designed to reduce the city's record-breaking air pollution. Beginning Friday, cars with odd-numbered license plates will be allowed on New Delhi streets only on odd-numbered days. Cars with even-numbered plates will be allowed on even-numbered days. Mahak Singh is a traffic cop. He says that if it reduces pollution, then it's very important. If pollution is reduced, it's good for everyone, especially for us, because we have to stay on the road all the time. Many citizens and school children came out in the streets to support the initiative, wearing caps that say, quote, "I can't breathe," and urging people to cooperate.
So for this present generation and upcoming future generation, we should follow this rule.
This is an emergency. It's a public health emergency. We all know that.
The trial to unclog the roadways and help reduce pollution ends January 15th. Heavy white smoke poured from a luxury hotel in downtown Dubai Friday, hours after it was engulfed in massive flames, providing dramatic scenes as New Year's Eve revelers looked on. The blaze appeared to be extinguished, but several fire trucks remained on the scene and dozens of people gathered nearby to take pictures of the 63-floor building, which suffered major damage to its facade. 14 people suffered minor injuries, and one person experienced a heart attack during the evacuation. This according to the government of Dubai's media office. Pakistan's military courts have handed down the death penalty to 9 men the courts described as hardcore terrorists. The military said Friday the condemned men include an al-Qaeda militant and a member of the Pakistani Taliban. It is not immediately clear when or where the men will be executed. Pakistan lifted a moratorium on the death penalty after a massacre at a Peshawar school killed 134 children in 2014. Critics say the military court fails to meet fair trial standards. Pakistan has hanged 326 people in 2015. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.